Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf's Kuf Aleph, 101. And the 100th daf that we are doing in Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Aleph. And Amar Rav Yosef, we are the third to last skinny line on Kuf Amaveis. And we're in the sugya of Svarim Chitzonim. What are the Svarim Chitzonim? So the Gemara listed off maybe that the Svarim of the Tzdukim. But then Rav Yosef said it is the Sefer of Ben Sira. Ben Sira, one of the early works that were left out of Tanakh. And the Gemara says, what's the problem? Abaya asked, what's the problem with Ben Sira? Is it because it has all these comments, this comment, that comment, so we didn't know which comment it was? Finally, we came up with a number of comments yesterday at the end that Rashi describes as Divrei Ruach. And therefore, nothing negative, but just they're a waste of time. And therefore, ain korin bo. So now Rav Yosef says, even though Rav Yosef was the one that said it's usher to read Ben Sira, right, that was up top, but now Rav Yosef says, that I guess only means those comments. Amar Rav Yosef, there are certain things that we can learn from Ben Sira. Mili ma'al yasad de'isbe darshidon lehu. The good, the comments, the wise comments, in Ben Siras, then fine, study them. So what are they? A number of them. Isha Tova Matana Tova. A good wife is a great gift. It's a great gift that a person can get. Bechek Yirei Elokim Tinatein. In the chest of a Yirei Hashem, she is given over. Meaning it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can never forget that any shalom bias that a person has, it's also a siyata d'shmaya. It's a combination of ishtalosh and siyata d'shmaya, and we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Isha Ra'a Tzara'as L'Baila. And Isha Ra is a plague for her husband. Mai takanti igarshenu mibeisov yishabu misaraso. And sometimes the only way out is gerushin. The Aruch Laner says, what is the deeper level of the comparison between a spouse, an evil spouse, and Sara'as? Sara'as does two negatives, says the Aruch Laner. Number one, it makes the person sick. But number two, it also causes other people to stay away from the person, because the person who has Saras has to sit outside the machane. Remember that Mitzora is the furthest out from any Damadi who's Tamei. There are Gimel Machnos, and Mitzora has to sit outside of all three. Even worse than Tamei Mace. Tamei Mace, you think, oh, dead body. No, Mitzora is the worst. So says the Aruch Laner, Ki ha'isha ra shtayim ro zosa, shekamosha tzaras lo levashu tsar lahamenuga, gam marchiko mecheves b'nei adam, kein gam isha ra, so to an evil spouse, not only is it a tsar for the other spouse, but it also keeps away other friends, other chever that would want to be together, but your spouse is not somebody I could be with. So therefore, that's why that's the comparison on the deeper level of the spouse and Saras. Also interesting that it says here, according to Rashi at least, all these lines are verbatim quotes from Ben Sira. So one of the lines is, Bechek Yirei Elokim Tinatein. Is that to say that Ben Sira has God's name in it? It has Shem Hashem, Elokim. That's the Bechek Yirei Elokim Tinatein. That's what it seems to say. So this relates the Tiferet Yisrael that we mentioned yesterday, that spoke about taking Ben Siras into the bathroom. So the question is that if this is part of Bet Sira, is that really allowed? If it has the Shem Hashem, so Sharam Shem Balachi here discusses that. If you have the name of God, if it was written as the name of God, if it was just written as God, right? The postcard, if it says G-O-D in a newspaper, you got to take the newspaper into the bathroom. If it wasn't written as the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that relates, if this is truly part of the Bet Sira, so then maybe it's Lav Dafka. That's what the Sharm Shem Balacha says. Maybe the Tiferet Yisrael doesn't really mean it because it means the other books because there's Shem Hashem in it. Lachor, this really means the Shem Hashem. Okay, that's just a discussion. Isha, continuing. Isha Yafa, Ashrei Baila. Right? If you have a beautiful woman, Ashrei Baila, praiseworthy is her husband, Mispar Yamav Kiflayim. The days of his days are doubled. Right, he feels so wonderful every day. He gets double the hana, double the pleasure of living with such a wonderful wife. Haleim einecha me'eshas chein. Take your eye away from a favorable woman. If it's a woman, a favorable, you should don't be too close to her. Maybe if it's not your wife, panti lachein b'mesudasa. Maybe you will be trapped in her trap. Al tat eitzel baila lemsochi mo yain v'sheicher. And also, if there's a beautiful woman, don't go have drinks with her husband. Why? Ki b'tar isha yafya rabim hushchusu. Because in the countenance of a beautiful woman, many people have been destroyed. Va'atsumim kol harugeha, all of her harugim, all of her, you know, literally the ones that she murdered, literally spiritually, are great. Va'iter, continuing lines from Ben Sira. Rabim hayu pitzei rochel. The wounds of a rochel are great. Why is that? So Rashi explains, a rochel goes around from city to city with his perfumes and with his spices. He spends a lot of time with women, so it's not such a great profession for men for him to be around talking and schmoozing with women all the time. But the Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin, the Gemara there discusses all the different types of professions that are positive professions and not as positive professions. Hamargilum udvar erva. If somebody is margil and causes other people to be involved in erva, kinitzotz mavir gachelas. It's like a spark that lights up a coal. Kikluv maleof, like a birds trapped in a trap, in a coop. Kain bateya malea mirma. So too their houses are full of trickery. Next, Rabin Bitok Beisech. We had this a little bit yesterday also. Don't let tons of other people into your house. Again, I guess strangers. Not everyone. Rabim Yudarshi Shlamecha. You can have a lot of people who are friends, but Galisotcha Lechen Me'elef. But your true secrets, only tell one in a thousand. Meaning you can have a lot of people as friends, but only the true private ideas that you want to keep private, so that should not be told to others, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, ki ofa shamayim yolich hazakol. Right? The walls have ears, right? The birds will carry the information, secrets only to one in a thousand. Mishocheves chekecha, even from those that are resting next to you, shmor pischei picha. Guard the doorways of your mouth. Meaning even your good friends doesn't mean you have to tell everything. So the Gemara here is giving advice. Al teitzar saras machar. Don't worry about tomorrow's pain. What do you have anxiety about tomorrow's pain? Why? Ki lo seita ma yilid yom. Who knows what tomorrow is going to bring? You're worrying about tomorrow? You're worrying about next week? Why? Shema lamachar inenu. But if it's a mistar al olam shein shalom, who knows where we're going to be tomorrow? So what are we worrying about? Gemara is telling us that, try to be calm, shalva, have bitachon, right, as the Chazon Ish writes in Emunah and Bitachon. What is that? What is Emunah? What is bitachon? Again, this is a discussion in the Achronim, but the Chazon Ish writes there at the beginning. And bitachon does not mean that we know that everything is going to turn out good, and everything is going to turn out happy. But that doesn't mean that way. Rachmana Litzlan, if a tragedy occurs, it didn't turn out happy in our eyes. We say Baruch Dayan HaEmes in this world. La Silova will say Baruch HaTov HaMeitav on everything. Because we'll realize that even the things that we say think look bad are really for the good. Fine, but we don't say the Pesman HaZeh because we're human beings. Chazal enacted two different brachas. So what does the Bitachon mean? Bitachon does not mean that I know everything's going to turn out good. But Bitachon means, according to the Chazon Ish, I know everything is from Hashem. That's what Bitachon is. Whatever happens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is this happening? I don't know, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why. I don't understand it. But that's why this is, what are we worrying about tomorrow for? There's a certain type of menuchas hanefesh that we have to try to have, even though sometimes it's challenging to have these because there's so many worries on our head. Right? There's no one greater with the Yom HaMitzvah than from Avram Avinu. As we mentioned many times, by the Akedah, V'yashkim Avram HaBoker, Avram got up in the morning of the Akedah. Unbelievable. He was able to sleep that night. He was able to sleep the night before the Akedah. We have many less worries that keep us up at night. And yet Avram Avinu was about to kill his son the next morning, and he was able to sleep. Vayashkim Avram HaBoker. It's an amazing pasuk. Right? Because he fulfilled this pasuk. Right? Al Tatsar Tsaras Machar. What are we worrying about tomorrow for? Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to do it. I'm fine. Who knows what tomorrow is going to bring? That's the Chazal.
Are these still from Ben
Sira? These are all... Some of them are from Betzira, intermixed are psukim from Mishlei. Part of it is from Betzira, like we continue. Right? Up until Pischei Picha was from Betzira, but you see in the middle, Osei the Mayelad Yon is a half a pasuk from Mishlei. And now we have, again, Mishlei and Betzira mixed in. Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, that's in Mishlei. All the days of an Ani are bad. Betzira Omer Af Lelos, not only the days, but also the nights. Because they're also starving at night. Bishvil Gagim Gago, he has the lowest roof in the town, Uva Marom Harim Karmo, and he has the highest vineyard in the town. And therefore, Mimitar Gagim Lagago, all the rain that goes from other roofs will go onto his roof, he'll eventually have a flood. So he'll have the lowest roof, that's the worst. When we offer Karmo Lakramim, and his vineyard is going to be on top of the mountain. So when it rains and the rain carries the good earth that's going to be washed away. He's going to be washed away from his own vineyard. So he's in the worst position in either case. Simon, Zera Rava Misharsha Chanina, Tovia Yana Yafe Yochanan Mirachim Yeshua Makatzer. Okay, these are all the simon of the people who are going to be talking. Abar Bizera Amarav. My Dechsiv Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im. Once we're talking about this pasuk, let's darshan it again. We have this Gemara Baba Basra. All the days of the Ani are bad. What does that refer to? Elu Ba'ale Talmud. Those who are Gemara learners, right? Their days are bad. Voltov Le Vishta Tamid, Elu Ba'ale Mishnah. That's good. Why? Why? If you learn Gemara, it's bad, and if you learn Mishnah, it's great. So Rashi says, Ba'ale Talmud, Shekashe Lilmod, Me Rav Kushios V'sugyos Sheyeshbo. Right? Not rack our brains, it's difficult. Hard sugyas. Right? It's difficult. The Ba'ale Mishnah, straightforward. No Chalomod, just get through the Mishnayas. Wonderful. Rava Amar Ifcha, Rava says just the opposite. Hainu Damar B'sharshi, what do you mean the opposite? If you learn Gemara, you can have all these kashas that you're able to answer. You can figure out how everything works together. Wonderful. Elu Ba'alei Mishnah, Rashi says, they learn and they don't know what they're learning. Right? You can't paskin from a Mishnah. You can't know what the halacha l'maisa is. So they never get to the end. They never get to the maskana. So therefore, it is the opposite. The Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, Baba Basra, also expanded on this in a similar way. First, of course, the other first sheet, the why is the Gemara negative? Sugyas Gemara v'tirutzi mishnas abraisis. Zeo ikur Gemara. Shim lo ha-Gemara ein lemeidim halacha mitoch mishnah. And he says, why is it bad? Shem memis atzmo l'chavin halachos l'tari tzavayis. It's hard. It's hard sometimes to rack our brains to learn something properly. And Rava says just the opposite. No, Ba'alei Mishnah, because they can't paskin. If they see two Mishnayos, they don't know how to be Matari. It's one to the other. The Tov Lev is Ba'alei Gemara. They can learn the Lundis and the Svara for everything, and they can learn Halacha L'maisa. So, two opposites. The Hainu, the Amr of Misharshi, Mishmei de Rava, and this is what Misharshi says in the name of Rava, Mai dechsev masiya avanim ye'aseh bahem, somebody who is chiseling stones will be sad, Elu Ba'alei Mishnah, ube bokeh eitzim yisachim bahem, those who chop wood will become warm with them, Elu Ba'alei Talmud. So that fits into the second definition. There is a tshuva of the Binyan Shlomo. Binyan Shlomo, thank my neighbor for forgetting this. Binyan Shlomo was out of print. But if you go to one of these websites, you can get old Sfarim just reprinted. So Shlomo Mivilna has been out of print for years and years. But a couple weeks ago, somebody brought this over to me. So the Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo Mivilna, he has a tshuva there about Mishta and Simcha on Adar Rishon. In Adar Rishon, Purim Katan, next year. Next year we'll have two Adars. So what is the Rama writes, the last halacha in Aruch Chaim. Last halacha says Rama, Yesh Omrim, Shechayev Laharbos B'mishnah V'simcha B'yudalit Sheba'ad HaRishon. You'll see what this has anything to do with us. Somebody is chayev to be marbe besuda in the first Adar. Ve'eino agin kein, mikol makom yarbek sas besuda. K'dei latzeis yidei ha-machmirin. V'tov leiv mishnah tamid. That's the end of the Raman Arachayim. You know, you don't have to have a suda on the perm cotton, but it's good to have a suda to be yotzi deshneim v'tov leiv mishnah tamid. Fine. So, what is the pshat of that? What is the pshat of that Rama? So, two pshatim of the Rama. The second one has to do with us, but the first one he says that I think, as many suggest, that the Rama here is connecting to the first Rama on Arachayim. The last Rama on Arachayim is tov leiv mishnah tamid. What's the first Rama on Arachayim? Shivisi Hashem l'neged yisamid. He quotes the Rama Mar Nevuchim, right? That Hashem is always neged my eyes, and therefore kavanasa bazeh l'tein eitzel la'adam yirei shemayim v'tzadik d'chassid shirotz alahachmer. I want to be machmer and be yotzei kol hadeis. Right? That's what I want to do. L'chein, if I want to make yom mishta v'simcha, the only way to do that is tov leiv mishnah tamid. Shivisi Hashem l'neged yisamid. You want to have an extra meal? You want to have an extra party? Yeah, is that l'shem shemayim? Is that l'shem shemayim? You want to be yotzi de machmirim? How could this be considered yotzi de machmirim? Filling the other sheet and not just filling my stomach. If I'm shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid, if everything I do is l'shem shemayim, so then shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid, then here it would be considered tov le mishta tamid, the two tamids, and therefore this would be considered as fulfilling both both shittas. Eitz a tova v'kalos sheyikaim shviz shalaneti samid, and that everything I eat and drink is l'shem shemayim, and in that way it will be considered to be yotzei l'chala deis. Fine, that has nothing to do with us. But the second day, he says, both an acher yesh lomar, he says, as the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, daf, kufam abeis, kol yimei ani roi ba'li Gemara, tov li mishna, tov li ba'li mishna, ha'kavana bazeh, the ba'al Gemara, why is his days bad? Because he can learn and learn and learn, and never make a siyum, because Gemara is long, and therefore, kol yimei ani roi'im, but, sarach lahamtin's man rav, Vinimsa in Yaholoch Lasos Mishta Kiem Litim Rechokos. Aval Tovle Mishta Tamid Zebal Mishnah. Shiacholasos Mishta Kolyom. Tiacholosayim Mesechas Bacholyom. The Yom. The Lomo Mishmais Polo Gemara. Yacholosayim Bacholyom. The Yom Mesechas Achas. Vinimsa Tovle Mishta Tamid Zebal Mishnah. Right, that's Baal Tov, the same with Tovle Mishta Tamid. That's the same Lashon in the Ramah. And Laze, Nasan Lo Ramah Eitza. That's why the Ramah gives an Eitza. The Adam, Shu Yerei Shemayim. Vena Rosalehanos Misudas HaRashus. Yomon Bishnayis Biyom Purim Katan. V'yasayim Mesechas Achas. V'yia Yachal Lasosu De Beli Safek. Du Benkach Uvenkach Yesudas Mitzvah Bishvil Hasiyim. So the Ramah quotes Tovle Mishta Tamid. What does he quote that for? Does he quote that to connect it to the first Ramah on Arachayim? Shaviz HaShem L'Nagdi Samid? Does he quote that to connect to our Gemara? Tovle Mishta Tamid, make a siyum on Mishnais. So now you're getting into the whole Shiloh. Are you allowed to make a, is that considered a Sudas Mitzvah? So that's not really a Sudas Mitzvah for 3 weeks, nine days reasons, and for Erev Pesach reasons, one Mesechta Mishnais, we don't count. But in terms of just having a Sudas Mitzvah, okay, Sudas Mitzvah, you want a nice, more flexible definition of Sudas Mitzvah, one could have it. Okay, unless, if one spends a long time on any type of limud, a drawn-out time, so then, you know, one has, Ramosha was asked about a Sefer and a Chumash. Sefer Shmos, there was a whole Friday night learning group that spent a year on Sefer Shmos. They learned it every Friday night. They spent a year on it. So the question was, can they make a siyum on it? Would it be halachah l'ksir to siyum? So Ramosha says, yes. Anything that is drawn out learning would be okay. Not everybody agrees. Others say it has to be a certain unit. What's a unit? A mesechta is a unit. All of Torah maybe is a unit. But it's the Shitaso of Ramosha of the story Rabbi Franz quoted at the last Siyum Hashas, which we have the story of the boy who is a Baal Tshuva, and he comes back to his parents, and he starts getting them into learning, and the father was a boxer. And the father really didn't learn. And the father finally started getting into learning. He said to his son, teach me Torah. And finally the son started teaching him Torah, and it was very hard, very hard. And he spent a year, months and months, like so long, on one page, on one daf. So after the daf, so the man said, you know what, I want to make a party. I finished the page. It sounds like you can't make a siyum on one page. So he says, yes, well, can you make a siyum on one page? Go ask your rabbi. So he goes to ask Ramosha, who is his rabbi. Ramosha says, of course you can make a siyum, and I'm coming to the siyum. So the next day, his father's all excited, and he makes a siyum. Ramosha comes to the siyum, and unbelievable, Ramosha speaks at the siyum. Wonderful. And that night, the kid's father died. The Moshe spoke to the Levi. He says, you know, everybody has their own tachlis in life. Everybody has their own make siyumim that they have to make. That's what this father had. His siyum on the daf. Siyum on one daf. But that's you can make a siyum on anything. But anyway, that's the Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomi Vilna on this line. Vaiter continuing. Rabbi Chanina, it's not my fault. These dafim are so long, and I'm doing my best. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, Zemi Sheish Lo Isha Ra. Tovli Mishta Tamid Ze Shiishla Isha Tova. Wonderful. Rabbi Ani Omer, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Ze Istinis. Right, that's somebody who is so sensitive, and so he can't deal with, he's fidgety and he's never so comfortable. The Tov Lev is a germ freak. All different types of definitions of istinus. The Tov Lev Mishta Tamid Zesha Daito Yafa. Somebody's relaxed. Things don't bother him. Daito Yafa. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Ze Rachmani. In a way, a Rachmani, somebody who has compassion for every single person in life, they won't be able to live because all the pain that everybody's going through, it'll be like their pain. And therefore, they won't be able to function if it's too much. Tov Lev Mishta Tamid Ze Achzari. Again, it's hard to take this as face value or not. Zari is good. It just means that maybe we could interpret it as somebody who has a little achzari, meaning you can tell the difference between your life and somebody else's life. You have to feel for them. Be'at l're'echa, b'kamocha. You can't feel for them totally. Rav Shua ben Levi Amar, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, Zeh Shedai Tok Sara. That's somebody who is Aitok Sara. He's, the Rashi says, Mesim Lelibo Kol Dagas Chaveiro. Similar definition for what we just had. Aitok Sara also, I mean, somebody who blows his fuse quickly. Right, that's also, that's not good. Somebody who's relaxed, somebody who doesn't lose it. Next. Rav Shua ben Levi. Call Yimei Ani Ra'im. All the days of Ani are bad, but Hikesh Shabbos is given Tovim. What about Shabbos and Yantif? It's bad for them too. Kiddush Shmuel. Damar Shmuel. Yeah, Shmuel the doctor says, Shinui Veses Chilas Cholei Me'ayim. The change of any type of Veses. Here, Veses means a pattern, but here it means a diet. Like women as Vestos in terms of their pattern of their cycle. But here, Veses means the way of eating. Chilas Cholei Me'ayim. You change your regular diet, it's going to make you sick. It'll make you sick. It doesn't matter how you cut it. It's going to make you sick. Any type of extreme change. The Shibali Halakhet uses this, one of the less known Rishonim, in his discussion of Erev Yom Kippur. Most say, right, we know there's a mitzvah d'araisa. There's only one day a year that there's a mitzvah d'araisa to eat. Weekday a year that there's a mitzvah d'araisa to eat. What is that? Erev Yom Kippur. It's the only day, weekday of the year. So most say, I shouldn't say most. There is a machlokas Rishonim. What is the purpose? What's the tam behind that? Some Rishonim say, the Rosh says, it's a hachana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we're going to be eating anyway, because the next day is the fast day. So, hachana, to be able to feel good for Yantif. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, that no, it's really the Su'udas Yom Kippur. You can't have a Yom Kippur Su'udah. Yom Kippur is a Yantif. You can't have a Su'udah on Yom Kippur. So you have it on Erev Yom Kippur. Wonderful. Most assume like the Rosh. But, the Shibali Haleket, assumed like the Rosh, but in the opposite way. Yeah, it's Hachana. It's Hachana. But you know what? The more you eat an Erev Yom Kippur, the harder it is on Yom Kippur. Because Shinui Veses Chole Me'ayim. And therefore, it's part of the Inui. It's part of the Inui. The more we eat an Erev Yom Kippur, the harder it's going to be on Yom Kippur. Oh, okay. That's, got to ask the doctors. That's in Shinzayin, in the Shibali Haleket. He quotes that from his, no, not from his brother. Yesh Lomar Shibbe Sha Ochel Yafe, Be'erev Yom Kippurim, Ovi Yom Kippurim Misane, Kasha Lo Inuyo Yoser. Right, that's this concept. Shini Veses Tchilas Chole Me'ayim. Good. Tadar Abanan. Oh, Hakore Pasek Shal Shir HaShirim. If somebody reads Psukim from Shir HaShirim, Va'oso Oso Kimin Zemer, and sings them. Somebody sings Psukim from Shir HaShirim. Or v'hakori pasuk v'beish mishtos below zmano. If somebody sings a pasuk in a tavern below zmano, not in its proper time, what does that mean? What does it mean? What is the proper time to sing? So Rashi says proper time means on yontif when you say psukim by kiddush. That's a proper time to say psukim. But if you sing psukim at any other time, maybe ra laolam, it brings bad to the world. V'beish hatorah chogera sak, the Torah puts on sackcloth. You don't have to take this literally. Vomedes levdei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, vomeres lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, asuni banecha kekinar shemenaganim bo leitzim. I'm like a harp that the leitzim play. They're not treating me like Torah, they're treating me like just lyrics. Amar la, biti b'shash ha'ochle v'shosem, ma'is asku. Hashem says, what are they supposed to do when they're eating and drinking? What are they supposed to do? Amar lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, what's the problem? In Bali Mikrehen, yaskub b'tar b'divim uksubim. They know Tanakh, they should learn. In Bali Mishnah, Hein Yaskub Mishnah, Balachos Vagados. In Bali Talmud, Hein Yaskub, Hilchas Pesach, Pesach, Hilchas Teres, Bateres, Hilchas Chag, Bachag. What's the problem? Let them learn. You can bring a sefer to the table. What's the problem? Hey, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Shimon ben Chananya, Kalakori Pasak Bismano, maybe Tova La'olam. So he breeds a Pasak in its proper time, it brings good to the world. Shinemar Vedavar Be'ito, Ma Tov. Something in its proper time is wonderful. So this is the pasuk. This is the source for the concept that you might have heard. Are you allowed to sing psukim when I sing? Right, from Tanakh. Am I allowed to sing psukim? And is Shir HaShirim any different? So some talk about Shir HaShirim being different in that Shir HaShirim, especially using psukim of Shir HaShirim at weddings in the context of husbands and wives, writing psukim from Shir HaShirim on wedding invitations, singing Shir HaShirim by walking down the aisle at the chuppah. So that is more of a serious issue because, as we know, Shir HaShirim is a metaphor for a love story between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, not between a husband and a wife. Not between man and woman. It's between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. So that's why a number of posts were again singing those type of psukim in the context of a marriage, relating it to a husband and a wife. But what about Stam? What's Shalom? If it's Bismano, it's only Kiddush. See, the Gemara relates it to all psukim. So this is not in the Rambam. This is not in the Shulchan Aruch. So is this just a message? What message are we supposed to take? So it starts off with the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah here has a suffix. What about the Yesh Lafarish? Tahani Mili Mandakari Le Derech Schok. Maybe this only means if people read the psukim and sing the psukim in jest, in levity. Avamada mechavin lishbuche be kutshavrichu derech nigun. But what if somebody really has craze of Hashem in mind? Shaper dummy. Maybe it's okay. Umilsa tsricha iyuna. And I don't know. Tsarech iyun, says the Yad Ramah. But that's the issue. Most poskim bismanazet, just look around. The minhag ha'olam of the music industry is that. No, we sing psukim. Rav Moshe, in his tshuvas about music in general, is very machmir. So I don't know if Rav Moshe in general says music is asur. He passes like that Shulchan Aruch, and that in general, music not during the churban. That's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Maybe the Rambam, because he says music all year. Forget psukim. But music all year, stam, is because of churban abayis. Now let it have. But the Ramah, based on Bali Tosfos there, and the Minhag Olam, is that... you know, music is mutter. But the poskim say, poskim that allow music say, even psukim would be okay if it is l'shem shamayim. Meaning, if I'm singing psukim and I'm focusing on the words of the psukim and I'm using it to inspire me and it's a kumzitz, any of that context, shevach v'odah l'Hashem. So any of that, so that would be okay. L'chora, that would be okay. That's what the Tshuvas L'Horos Nasan writes in Rav Nasan Gestetner in Chelek. Dalid, he says, V'kol kavanasam ela, he says, Avol mishar psukim, v'mechavin l'pir shamilus, nipso shemeschavin l'etzim ha-psukim, v'apasik atzmo chashev etzlo, ki mischavin l'mar psukim l'shem tefilo shevach, b'ki agavna, that's considered kari pasik bizmano. That's bizmano, that's a proper time. Because bizmano means appropriate. But if I'm only singing the psukim because I love the beat, I love this beat, and therefore I'm going to stoop some sukkim in there to be able to help me sing it. When I'm going to just sing ay 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 always, it's boring, right? I got to find some words to fit the beat. So you got to know the kavanas of the music writers. Did they come up with the beat first, and then okay, what's pasuk it fit? But then ultimately, it's got to be so people have kavana by the words, it inspires them. Could be a little of both, but that has to be the ultimate. But if it's just liyofi hacharuzim, right, it's just to be able to sing properly, so then that would be more of a problem. It would be more of a problem. Okay, so that's what the Lahara said. And then the next shuva, interesting, he says, and also, if you don't let them listen to this music, what other kind of music are people going to listen to? It's probably going to be even worse. So if you could find any heter for this, you better find a heter. And then he goes into, he says, and he's not into concerts so much, to put it lightly. But that's the Tshuvas L'Horos Nasan, one of the post Gehadar from Bnei Brak. Rav Shlomo Zalman also in Chikuv Mamtakim in the biography, he also says anything that's l'shem, and the Stipler also is quoted there, that anything that is l'shem shamayim, l'shem shavach v'hodah, l'shem getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be okay. They don't talk about Shir Shirim, but general psukim that have that ability. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, v'haloche shel amaka v'chulu. Somebody, one of the next ones on the list in the back of the Mishnah, 10 blad ago. If somebody whispers, does an incantation on a maka, and says, kol amachal, asher sadim in Mitzrayim, lo'asam alecha, that is somebody who lost his olam hava. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, u'barokek ba. It's only if you first spit on the maka, and then say the pasuk. Because how could you say Shem Hashem after you spit? That's what they used to do. They used to spit onto the makkah and then say the incantation. That's what's a bizayin to Shem Hashem. Itmar, Rav Amar, afilu negat saras. Right? Even if somebody doesn't say a Shem Hashem with the name of God in it, but it just says, right, you say a pasuk that, like in the Parsha Mitzora, also a problem. Rabbi Chanina Amar, afilu vayikra Moshe. Even a pasuk that doesn't really tell you anything. Right, any of those, all that is a bizayin. Tana Rabbanan, Sachin, once we're talking about healing, Sachin, somebody is allowed to anoint and smear their stomachs on Shabbos. No problem with refuah. We know there's an Isidur Rabbanan of refuah, Gzeir of Shchikir Samamanim, Shabbos Daftan Gimel. I might come to grind medicines if I'm able to take the medicine on Shabbos. So this is the Rabbanan. That is. Even though the reason might not apply, the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch assumes that the Isser still applies. The Gra writes in that every Gzeira Drabanan that we know of has 100 reasons We know one or two of them. But even if we don't think the reason applies, the gzera still applies, unless Chazal told us it doesn't apply. And therefore, here too, certain cholim, you got to know who's sick, a chol sheish basakana, chol sheein basakana, can take medicine on Shabbos. It's the lower levels of cholim. But this is not considered healing, and therefore one is allowed to do it. The lochashin lechishas lechashim v'akramim b'Shabbos, and somebody's allowed to make an incantation for a snake and a scorpion bite on Shabbos. What are you doing here? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says you're allowed to make an incantation so that they don't come and bite you. That's Rashi, bottom right side. Bishvil shelo yaziku ve'im b'kach mishum tseida. Wow, you don't have to worry that you're called that's trapping. You're allowed to make an incantation on your body so that the snake that's going to come bite you, you know, won't come bite you. That's not called tseida. Unbelievable chiddush. The Rambam writes no. The story is, after you got bitten, you're allowed to do an incantation, and it's not called refuah. You know why? Because what you're doing is stam narishkeit anyway. It's not helping you. What's the chiddush? What do you mean, afilu b'Shabbos? Even on Shabbos, when you're not supposed to have sicha b'teila on Shabbos, you're not supposed to stam talk about nothingness on Shabbos, this is okay, because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're doing something, even though you're doing nothing. That's the Rambam. Machlokas Rashi Rambam had to understand this line. This is the famous Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch in Kufayin Tes, where the Gra says that the Rambam is wrong and philosophy let him off the derech, because he reinterprets all the different Gemaras about Shadim and about visions and about incantations. The Rambam says it's all foolish and meaningless. Says the Gra, read the Gemara in 100 places. It did take place. The philosophy hit that toe. That's the grand Kufayin test. But the Shulchan Aruch that he's going on is quoting this Rambam. See, in Gimel, O's Gimel, Kufayin test. Kufayin test in Yerideya. I'm not going to read that Grah again. We've read it in the past. But that's that. If you never saw that Grah, it's four-line Grah, where he's screaming at the Rambam. And very unusual for the Bir HaGrah to be so verbose. Okay, weiter. And somebody's allowed to put a type of kli over their eye on Shabbos, also like a cooling to cool off the eye, that's not called refuah. Okay, because anything, why is that not called refuah? Anything that's not usually done through medicine is not called refuah. Let's say somebody gets a bruise on Shabbos. You're allowed to put ice on it to keep the swelling down? The answer is yes, because I weren't gozer on that type of refuah. Amar Shugamliel. Babed Ramamuram Bakli Anita, you only allowed to put on the eye a kli that's not muksa. Ava Bakli Shay don't need to lasso, you can't use a muksa kli. Vein Sharlan Bidvar Shadim Shabbos. And you're not allowed to ask from Shadim on Shabbos. What about during the week? During the week you're allowed to. Since we had a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, we had a discussion, Maisa Kshafim versus Maisa Shadim, the Ran there discussed. Maybe Shadim is Mutter, Kshafim is Asr, but here it sounds like this was one of the Ron's Rayas, because it's only Asr on Shabbos. Why is it Asr on Shabbos? Because, Rashi says, Mimso Chefzach HaVadavar Dover. It's not Shabbistic. Not Shabbos, what are you talking to Shadim for on Shabbos? Wait for during the week. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Af B'chol Asr. Rabbi Yossi says, even B'chol is Asr. Amar Af Huna Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi, or Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi, depending on your Girsa. But this is also part of the Ron's discussion there, whether Maisa Shadim is Asr during the week or not. Rabbi Yossi lo amr el mishem sakana. Rabbi Yossi only allowed it because of sakana. Ki hadr Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, like this case, de ibla ba'arza, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef once got swallowed up by a tree. There was a shade that dressed up like a tree and swallowed Rabbi Yitzchak. V'savad le'nisa, and an ace occurred, paka arzu upalti, the tree split, and he came out. Okay, that's why you got to be careful with shadim. Tanu Rabbanan. Remember the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Parshas Va'era. There are no Shadim as manazeh anymore because there's no baskos. It's all equal. The Ruach Tumas aren't around anymore because the Ruach Taras aren't around anymore. There's always a level playing field. Tanu Rabbanan. So if we think it's strange, oh come on, Shadim. So well, have you heard of baskol recently? Right? So it's go together. You're allowed to smear yourself as long as you don't do it like you do during the week. Hey Chiyavitz, what should you do? Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Amar Sach Barachach B'Mashmeish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sach B'Mashi Basachas. You do some type of shinui, either the opposite order or you do it at once. Tanu Rabbanan Sarei Shemen V'Sarei Beitzim Mutar in Lishobahen. You're allowed to speak to the Shadim, the heads of the Sarim of the oil and the eggs. You're allowed to try to talk to them. Ella. So the question of the Girsa here, we'll go with ours. Ella b'bnei shemachazven. But they're a bunch of liars, so it doesn't really pay to ask them anything. Lishaytim. Lochashin al shemen sheba kli, vein lochashin al shemen sheba yad. You're allowed to do incantations on oil in a kli, but not on oil in your hand. Why is that? Because, Rashi explains, the Maisa Shedim, they usually do on Shemen in Kalim, and not on Shemen in hands. Rashi says, Sheina Moel. And therefore, a person could use smear oil from a person's hand, because you could assume there was no shade discussion going on that oil. People are lochesh, they do incantations on oil of a kli and not on the yad. L'fichach, sachem yishemesh b'yad, v'in sachem yishemesh b'kli. So it's just giving you good advice. He once went to a motel, an inn, icy lemishcha b'mana. They brought him oil in a kli. He was not careful, like Chazal said. Shaf, he used it to wipe himself. Nafkan leit simchi ba'ape. All of a sudden, he got blisters on his face. Nafak l'shuk, he went to take a walk in the market. Chazise ahi, it's a certain woman who was obviously well-versed in shedim, sees him. Amr, she said, Zika de chemas ka chazina. I see the shade chemas coming out of your face. Hacha abdullah milsa v'itzi. So she said something, and he was healed. It just shows you that you got to be careful about oil in the kalim. Amr le rabbi abba, le rabbi marmari, ksiv kol machal shesadim mitzrayim olosam alecha kineshem rafecha. I will not put any sickness of Mitzrayim on you. Chimiachat shalosam refu alama. Famous question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not put any sicknesses of the Mitzrayim on us, so what does he have to be our doctor for? Does it mean that it'll be our doctor that'll... A doctor is good for preventative medicine too. That's what it means. Gora gives a different reason. Armalei Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mikro Zet Me'atzmo Nidra Shenemar V'Yomer Im Shemoa Tishma L'Kol Hashem Alokecha Im Shemoa Im Tishma Lo Asim V'Im Lo Tishma Asim. If you're not a good, if you don't listen, then I'm going to give you. But Afal Pikein Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. I will heal you after I do it. Amar Abba Barbar Chana. Here we go. Kishchal Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer was sick, Nichlasu Tamidav Avakro was Tamidav went to visit him. Amar Lahen Chema Aza Yish Paolam. He said, "There's tremendous anger in the world. Hashem is making me sick." They started crying. Rabbi Akiva is laughing, as Rabbi Akiva was always the optimist in Shas. He was always the optimist. Everybody's crying. He's busy laughing. Why are you crying? Our Rebbe, the Sefer Torah, is in pain, and you're, and we shouldn't cry. That's why I'm so happy. As long as I don't see the wine getting spoiled and the flax getting loke, and the oil's not going bad, and the honey's not going bad. Amarti, I said to myself, I thought my Rebbe got all of his reward in this world. So, v'yachshav shani roe Rebbe b'tzar ani sameach. I see my Rebbe getting hurt in this world. I'm like, Baruch Hashem, he's going to have a great olam haba. Omar lo, so Rabbi Elazar turns to him and says, Akiva, klum chisartim in a Torah kula? Did I not do anything? Do I deserve this? Omar lo, li matana rabbeinu, ki adam in tzadik ba'aretz, ashi asa tova l'yachta. Nobody's perfect, Rebbe. Nobody's perfect. So we mentioned in the past from Rabbi Alan Schwartz. Question one, and this is the way to talk to our Rebbe? What are you talking about? Question two, what do you mean, Limatana Rabbeinu? It's a pasuk, dichsiv. You taught us? It's a pasuk. Number two, what's he talking about? Right, among other questions. And answers Rabbi Schwartz, the Marshal also quotes his Gemara. Rabbi Schwartz says, no, the emphasis is that we know that there's a Gemara in Shabbos and elsewhere. In Baba Basra, four people that never sinned. Four people never sinned, they only died because of the Nachash. Who were they? Yishai, Binyamin, Amram, and Kilov. The four people who never sinned. What's the common denominator between all those four people? They were very close to the Gadol Hadar. But they weren't the movers of Jewish history. Binyamin, Yosef. Yishai, David. Amram, Moshe. Kilov, Shlomo. Right? So all those four people who never sinned did not make the difference in Jewish history. Sometimes, if you make a difference in Jewish history, you got to be involved in the world. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. There's a tzadik in pelts that's not yechta, sitting at home. But if somebody's involved in the world, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, unless we step on people by mistake. Right? But what can we do? Ein tzadik ba'aretz. That's what he means. You taught us, Rebbe, how to darshan this. That's how you lived your life. Right? You made a difference in Jewish history. Right? That's what he means to say. And that's what he's giving him chizuk. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. Oh. Tana rabbanan. Viter. Kishakhala Rabbi Yazar again, Nechzar Baz again Lavakra, Rabbi Tavra, Rabbi Shov, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Akiva. Nen, Rabbi, so they say that one of these sicknesses must not have been the time that he died, because it's two different stories. So, Nen, Rabbi Tarfin, Valmar, Tobat, Oli Yisrael, Mitipashal Kishamim. You're greater to the Jews then rain. Greater than the sun. You're greater than parents. Let's count on Rabbi Akiva for coming up with another statement that makes our hair stand on end. But what are these different stages? What are these different stages? The different stages the Marsha talks about is it's the three olamos. It's the world of potential, right? The drop of rain that causes something to grow. Then it's the world of the chama. It is in this world. It's affecting. Things are actually growing. And then it's the olam. The spiritual, our parents teach us wisdom. So talk about all the three different levels, what a Rebbe does. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz also has a sicha about this, if you want to look in the new version, Os Mem. Maim or Mem in the new Sichas Musar. So anyway, Rabbi Kiva says, Chavivin Yisurin, Amar Lahem, Samchuni Veshmal Adivir Rabbi Kiva Tamidai. Help me up, I want to hear what Rabbi Kiva has to say. Shamar Chavivin Yisurin. Amar Lo, Akiva, Zuminayin Lacha. How do you know that? How do you know that Yisurin are great? Rashi explains. How do you know that Yisurin bring a kapara? So Amar Mikra Nidoresh from a pasuk. But Shemes Reishana Menashe B'Malcho. Menashe, one of the worst kings, was king when he was 12 years old. V'chamisha v'chamish shana Malchus Yishalayim. He was king for 55 years. V'yas Harab Enei Hashem. Hashem let him rule. Right, he did bad in the name of God, in the eyes of Hashem. V'ksiv Gam Elam Mishlei Shlomo. Asher Ha'atiku Ache Chizkiyo Malch Yehuda. Right, all the Chizkiyahu, his son, right, put together the Mishalim of Shlomo. V'Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda l'chol olam kulo limeid Torah. I'm sorry, he was his father. V'Chizkiyahu olam kulo limeid Torah. L'masha b'dolo limeid Torah. Remember the story in Brachas, Daf Yud? Chizkiyahu didn't want to have any kids because he saw Menashe was going to be his son. And Yishayahu says, that's up to Hashem. You just got to have your kids. So that's this discussion. So Chizkiyahu was able to teach the entire B'nai Yisrael Torah and he couldn't teach his own son. Ella. No, this is what it means. Mikal tarach shetarach bo, mikal amal sha'amal bo, lo he'alei lemutav el yisurin. The emphasis is that, he tried to teach him. He did all he can. But you know what? Nothing worked until Menashe started getting yisurin. Shenemar, v'yidabar Hashem al Menashe v'el amo, v'lo tshivu, they didn't listen. V'yavei Hashem al kimes sari hatzava shel ha'melech Ashur, they brought the king of Asher. V'yilkadu es Menashe v'chochim, they trapped him with thorns. V'yasru v'nechush time, they put him in chains. V'yolichuhu bavela, they brought him to Bavel. U'v'ksimu v'hatzilo, when it started getting difficult for him. Chilo es b'nei Hashem elokav, all of a sudden Menashe turned to God. V'yikana ma'od b'lefnei elokei avosav. And he was very humbled in front of Hashem. Vayis palelala, vayasalo, and he davins, and Hashem listened. Vayishma tchinaso, vayishivu Yerushalayim l'malchuso, and he returned to the Yerushalayim. Vayeda Menashe ki Hashem u'elokim. Menashe learned. So what do you see from there? Halamadta shechaviv and Yisurin. You see, Yisurin accomplish. You see that. The Yerushalmi, well, you know what? Let's wait a minute for a second. I'll read the Rishonim in a second. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha bo balila. There were three that came to God with requests that were basically unanswerable. And kaviyachol, they had to force God's hand. Elohein. Kayin Esav u'Menashe. Kayin d'chsiv gadol avoni minso. Great. God, my sin is so great for you to bear. Amr lefan of Rabbanan shalolam. Klum gadol avoni mishishim ribo shasidin lachtol lefanecha. V'atosol leech lehem. You're going to have 600,000 people that are going to sin in the future. The Egel, the Meraglim, whatever this Aveira is. You can forgive them. You can't forgive me? The Egel, I was forgiven. Come on! So what was Hashem going to answer? See, how did he know? How did he know the Nevuah? Because Hashem said to him, Dmei Achechat Tzoakim. Right? What does Rashi there say? Your dam and the dam of your brother, the dam of all of his future generations. So he saw they were future generations. So he saw into the future. And he says, what are you going to do? Where's the only place in Shulchan Aruch where it says Gadol Avonim and so? Talking to Rechazar Sashatz. Gadol Avonim and so. Esav Dechsiv. Habracha Achas Hilcha Avi. Esav says, you don't have one bracha left for me after Yaakov stole the brachas. Come on, you don't have one bracha? So you had to give him a bracha. Menashe. Bitchila Karal Elokus Harbei Ulobosov Karal Elokei Avosav. What did Menashe say when he was in Bavel? Wasn't that all saying turn to God truthfully? If you look on the side, the Arach quotes it, but it's the Rishalmi here. Menashe davened to every one of his gods. And then he said, turns to Hashem, and he says, Hashem, I'm davening to you now, and you know what? If you don't answer me, that'll prove to me that you're just like every other god. If you answer me, I'll know that you're true. So what was Hashem going to do? So that was Alila. That's what he quotes a little bit on the side. And he still answered. The Malachim, the Yerushalmi describes the Malachim. It's beautiful imagery. The Malachim were closing up the windows of Shemayim because they didn't want Menashe's tefillah to get through. What did Hashem do? He drilled a hole under his Kisei HaKavod, Kaviyacho, and he drew a chatira, a little tunnel, and he took his tshuva under the Kisei HaKavod, because the Malachim didn't let the, closed up all the windows of Shemayim. That's what Yerushalmi says right here. Beautiful imagery. That's what it says. Fine. The Shemayim and Malacha quotes that, what are these three? Esav and Menashe and Kayin. Amek, the depths of tshuva. We can't even understand it, but only Hashem understands the depths. That's Esav and dismissed, right? Esav and Menashe and Kayin. That's what Amek stands for. The next one on the list, somebody who pronounces the name of God with its letters. Tana Ubigvulin. That's only outside the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen Gadol could say the Shem Hashem. Ubalashin Aga. And it's only us, sir. What does Aga mean? Rashi has two pshatim. Either Aga means you say it not in Lashon HaKodesh, right? You just say it in some other language. And number two, second pshat, Aga like Uga, like a circle. You say it when you're just schmoozing around and sitting in a circle with people. Meaning you don't say it b'kavadik, like Ma'agal, in a circle. So that's what Uga. Shloshim Lachim Arba'ed Yodot Zechulu. So let's start talking about each of these individuals. The three kings and the four head Yodot that lost their Olam Haba. Tanur Rabbanan. First one on the list, Yeravam. Yeravam, the first king on the list, the first king of Yisrael. Shariva Am. What does his name mean? Riva Am, he caused fighting of the, he caused the nation to fight. Dabar Acher Yeravam, Shasam Riva Ba'am. He fought with the nation, or he caused people to fight amongst the nation. Dabar Acher Yeravam, Shasam Riva Bain, Yisrael Avim Shemeshamayim. He caused fighting between the Jews and Hashem. Ben Nevat, why is that a good, obviously this might have been his real name, but it's also symbolism. Ben Shenivat Velo Ra'a. Ben Nevat, he was a son, somebody he saw. Nevat, he saw something, but he didn't really see it. He didn't understand what it meant. Tana, hu Nevat, hu Micha, hu Sheva ben Bichri. All the same person. Nevat, shenibet velo ra'a. He saw something, but he didn't realize what he saw. Micha, shenismach meich mebinyan. Micha, he was smushed in the binyan. Another chazal, Rashi quotes it here, that as the babies in Mitzrayim were being thrown into the river, Moshe says, Hashem, how could you do this? Hashem says, don't question me. Moshe's like, no, I can't bear it. He takes one baby out, and that was Micha, who eventually led to Pesal Micha, the Avodah Zarah, at the end of Sefer Shoftim. Hashem says, don't question me. Right? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu learned. That's Nismach Rabinyin. Umashmo, was his real name, Sheva ben Bichri Shmo, who tried to rebel against David. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Nivtu Velo Ro. There are three people that saw and didn't realize what they saw. Velo Hei Nevat, Vachitofel, Vitztagnine Paro. Nevat, what did he see? The father of Yeravam. Ra'a Eish Sheyotzeis Me'amaso. He saw a spark that went out of his male organ. He saw a spark. Hu Savar, meaning, what does that symbolize? It symbolizes, you know, power. Symbolizes also children, right? Because what comes out of that? The children. Hu Savar, his seed, Iyumalach. But Nevat thought he meant that he's going to become king. Velohi, and really, it wasn't him. Yeravam, who did not fagmine, it was Yeravam who was going to be the king. Achitofel, Ra'a, Tzara, right? One of the four of the, we mentioned. And Rachitofel, Ra'a, Tzara, Shazachal, Alamasa. Same thing, he saw Tzara'as on his Amma. And who saw Ra'a, Yumalach? He thought that's a symbol, just like a Mitzora, is away from everybody, he's going to be above everybody. He took that as a message. Velohi, and really it wasn't him, but it was Batsheva Bita who denafka mina Shlomo. It was his great-granddaughter. Remember we had earlier the Gemara Daf Samach Tes that spoke about all the generations from Achitofel, how they were so young. They only must have been very young to be able to get married. But that was really wasn't him. It was, again, from his Amas. So he should have known it would be a descendant. It wouldn't be his. It's Tagnine Paro. They messed up. Domer Bichan Barchanina. Ma'i Dasev Hema Meimriva Sher Hema Meimriva. What does that mean? That Moshe Rabbeinu by the Meimriva Hema Sherosha Sheros Tagnine Paro. But Tau, the astrologers of Paro made a mistake. Rosh Hamashiach Sheisov B'mayim Uloke. Remember, they saw that Moshe would meet his downfall with water. So that's why Amar called the Ben Hayilod Ayorat Hashlichuhu. That's why they said, throw every baby into the river. The Hein Lo Yadu Shal Iskime Mariva Loka. They didn't realize that it wasn't the water in Mitzrayim. It was the water of May Meriva. If you look in the Ramban, you want to review it. The Ramban in Parshas Chukas has the summary, four different pshatim. What exactly was the chait of the May Meriva? He quotes Rashi, he quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Ibn Ezra, and then he gives his own pshat. Right? The four pshatim, the Ramban there quotes, of what was the chait of May Meriva. How do I know that Yeravam is not going to the next world? He'll be cut off from the land, lahachin v'lamazeh, ulahashmid la'olam ha'ba. Okay, I guess we have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue with Amar of Yochanan, more Yeravam Gemaras.